Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wola mlalela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 kuMfumfu 2024 Cape Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kubolwawo ama-sanctions abawazi bona ngoba isicathulo sifuthela lo osigqokileyo. Ama-sanctions lawo ngabe ayengelancedo ephonga kuba ngama-sanctions babe ngasoze bawafake.
Amalunga e-Broad Alliance Against Sanctions atshengisela phandle kwesigodlo semelika eZimbabwe esithi kumele zesule ezithezo zenodo ezethezwa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF.
Singabo baba nje sikubeke siye eqinisweni asizwani lezinto zokuya emtholampilo lezi. Yikho okunye okuzayenza ukuthi i-breast cancer le ithatha imphefumulo yabanye bethu singabo baba.
Kuqhutshwa umkhankaso wokulimukisa abesilisa ngemvukuzane yebele. Umalayitha badlala umdlalo wenguqu okuphathisana emsebenzini lokuphatha kahle uZulu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kulabantu batshengizeleyo lamhla phambi kwesigodlo semelika eHarare besola izijeziso abathi zetheswa eZimbabwe yilelo lizwe ngosuku lwe-SADC Anti-Sanctions Day lamhla. Eliqondane lalolu daba. Kodwa umeli wesigodlo semelika, unkosikazi Pamela Tremont, ugcizelele ukuthi izijeziso azetheswanga abantu beZimbabwe bonke, kodwa abalutshwane kuphela lamankampani athile, njalo kufanele uhulumende alwisane lenkohlakalo elizweni lonke jikelele eyiyo ebangela ukuwa komnotho. Lokhu kwenzakala ibandla leZANU-PF lisungule umhlangano walo we-annual National People's Conference namhla koBulawayo, lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa akhulume khona ngokuthi kube lokubambana ebandleni lakhe. Uthe uhulumende uzaqedisa uhlelo lwamanzi ngokwakha idamu leGwayishangani, njalo wancuma lezinduna ngodaba lokukhulakundi. Ukuze sihlaziye lolu daba, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uqoqele ilunga leZANU-PF uMnumzana Witness Dube, yena obesanda kusayina iphepha lepetition elisola izijeziso zenotho.
Yikuthi laso isigodlo semelika siyehluleka ukuthi sizigeze ngokupheleleyo ekuthini awakho. Siyavuma ukuthi akhona, sibe sesitsho ukuthi abamba obani, abamba inhlangothi zamakhampani ziphi. Kodwa udubo lwawo ama-sanctions abawazi bona ngoba isicathulo sifuthela lo osigqokileyo. Ama-sanctions lawo ngabe ayengelancedo ephonga kuba ngama-sanctions babe ngasoze bawafake eZimbabwe. Okwenza ukuthi belokhu bewafakile bengawakhiphi yikuthi bayakwazi ukuthi azwisa ubuhlungu ilizwe leZimbabwe, njalo angumzamo wokuthi afuqe abantwana beZimbabwe ukuthi bavukele uhulumende. Lokho yinto esegcekeni, bavika kumunwe entweni engavikekiyo. Ungathatha njengomzekeliso wokuthi amabank eZimbabwe kawafakwa ku-visa system international, okunjengokuthi awungeki uthenge into ye-America directly from ibank yalapha ngoba akakuvunyelwa khonokho ngokomthetho wama-sanctions. Osokusitsho ukuthi umuntu noma efuna into eqakatheke kangakanani kwele America kumbe ezindaweni okusetshenziswa amabhenki e-America la kwamanye amazwe nje, awungeke uyithenge leyo nto usuka ekhampanini yakho. Sokumele udinge abanye abantu abaza kuthengela ukuzayenza ukuthi leyo nto idule ibuye sivela kwamanye amazwe, into ezikanjalo nje. Futhi lakho bangakuboni ukuthi yikho okwenzakalayo, bayakuvala khonokho. Zibotshaniswa umsila, bashisa usiba lwethendele, babe sebevika ngomunwe, bachaya inja befihla umphila. Ogavena be-Reserve Bank abakwazi ukusayina izivumelwano ezinkulu kakhulu eziletha imali elizweni ngokuthi bengabantu ababe bethiwa bakumalista ama-sanctions. So silaso isitha esijame emnyango okokuthi nxa abantu bengabambananga, nxa abantu bengalalisa inkophe, nxa abantu bengaswela ukuhlakanipha bacabange ngezisu, ilizwe leZimbabwe liyabuyela ekuhluphekeni kweminyaka leminyaka ngeminyaka okwenzakalayo kungakabonakali uzibuse ka-1980 owabuya lebandla elibusayo elezano PF lona eligoqela elikababa umqabuko unkomo elezapho.
Uqhubeke njani umhlangano we-conference khona ngapho kobulawayo? Eminye imbiko ithi kulokungazwisisani phakathi kwebandla lezano PF.
Njengakutshela khona nje njengelunga lebandla elijabulela okwenzakala emzini wakobulawayo i-conference lay. Lokho okukhulunywayo okokuthi kuyalwiwa akuzwanwanwa. Bona ibandla lingasanyewa, lingasakhulunywa, hatshi kutsho ukuthi sokufiwe. Vele abantu bazahlala bekhuluma into ezingekho ngoba bayafisa ukuthi ngabe kukhona konke khonoko. Kodwa thina esiphakathi kwebandla lezano PF lathi siyabe sibala kuma newspaper sibe sesibona ukuthi ngabantu ababe belesizungu babe sebedinga nje ukuthi benze inganekwana ngebandla ngento ezingekho. Yikho bona ibandla lihlala linqoba nje ukhetho lonke ngomva kokuthi kukhulunywe ezinjengazonezi abantu baze baginqe nje bekhuluma into engekho ebandleni lezano PF. Ngiphakathi mina kuzano PF angikakuzwa, angezwa umuntu othi kasilwe lobani kumbe kuthe.
Lo ngumnumzala Witness Dube, ilunga lebandla lezano PF, bexoxa ecingweni losidalela emhlanga weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Abaphikisayo bathi okwenzakala eZimbabwe kutshaywe kukhulunywe kuhle ngu-ambassador Tremont othi ubukhohlakalo lokunye yikho obhidliza umnotho wakwele Zimbabwe.
The Voice of America.
Abezindaba abe-Newswire babika ukuba intengo yempahla etshiyeneyo phakathi kukampandula lomfumfu kukhuphuke isuka kokuyisilinganiso sokufika phose okuyisithupha ekhulwini 5.8% kusiya kwisilinganiso sokufika phose amajuma amane ekhulwini 37.2%. Abezindaba laba babika ukuba lokhu kubangelwe yikuwa kwesisindo seZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZiG okwenziwa libhanga le-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Mhlaka 27 Mpandula, ibhanga leli lawisa isisindo se-ZiG ngokwedlula kancane okuyisilinganiso sokungamajumi amane ekhulwini 43%. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxe lomnumzana Stevenson Dlamini, ingcwethi kwezenotho esebenza ekolijini lemfundo yaphezulu e-National University of Science and Technology, lapho kukhuluma ezimele.
Lokhu kutsho ukuthi isisindo semali esenzuzo yethu siyehlile, yikho singakuchasisa ukuthi inflation. Kutsho ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi imali yakithi iwile isisindo ngenyanga ephelileyo phose ngesigaba esiphose sayihafula isisindo sayo. Lokhu kusuka kubangela ukuthi le ntengo yempahla emavinkilini ikhuphuke. Ikhuphuke ngezinga eliphezulu elihambisana lokuwa kwesisindo semali yakithi. Kutsho ukuthi imali kade siyihola kulaba abahola imali yeZiG isiyehlile isisindo sayo. Sithenga impahla ezinlutshwane kulalokhu kade kuthenga inyanga ngenyanga.
Singathi-ke umuntu onjengawe sibili khonapho-ke ohola eNust, singathi imali igugudeke kanganani nxa ungasitshela abantu kuzithi bebona umzekeliso ukuthi hayi kunje kunje.
Ngathi imali iphose igugudeke ngengxenye yayo esingathi ihafu yemali kade siyihola. Kutho ukuthi nxa impahla kade yisenelisa ukuzithenga ezegrosari ekade yizanelisa ngenyanga ephelileyo, anisenelisa ukuthenga impahla ezilinganayo, sengigcwalisa ukuthenga ihafu yempahla leziyana akade yizithenga imali ingawo yezinto.
Ye kuyavimbeka yini khonoko kumbe kuyaqhubeka kunjalo?
Hayi, kuyavimbeka ngoba kule mbangela ehle yabonakala. Imbangela ibonakele ngoba yikho kube yikuwa kwesisindo kunyanga eyodwa. Sikhangele ukuthi kunyanga ezizayo, hayi, kuzaba lokuvimbeka okuthize. Ngoba kunazelelekile ukuthi kusuke kwaba lokudindeka kwemali eningi kulale yathi cathenge. Ngakho yikho kusuke kwabangela ukuthi isisindo siwe. Kodwa kusiya phambili asithembisile ukuthi ayisoziwe lanxa siyicubungulisisa. Asikhangelanga ukuthi kuzaba le nto enkulu ezaletha ukudinda kwemali enkulu kunyanga lezi ezibuyayo. Sibona nayo kube yinto ethe gqi iza kimi embijalo.
Akusoze kufanele le bhondi kumbe labo bearers check konke khonokho?
Lapho yikho esesilovalo khona esifisa ukuthi basethembise ngoba hey Gibbs sokunzima ukuthi sitho ngesiqiniseke ukuthi akusoze kuye fika khona phana okwafika khona ezinye. Kodwa sithi yesinanzelele ukuthi usiyafika umpalakazi kuyabe kuminjani. Kunzima ukuthi sihle sitsho sibili njengoba sasivele sithembile ukuthi ayisozijike. Kanti esilathi sokuzima ukuthi sitsho ngobuqothi ukuthi hayi ayisoze ijike kodwa hayi ithemba sisaselayo.
Lo ngumnumzana Stevens Ndlamini, ingcwethi kwezomnotho esebenza ekolejini leNational University of Science and Technology, ubeqoqa leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Ngesikhathi umhlaba wonke uqhuba umkhankaso we-Breast Cancer Awareness Month, abesilisa abazibiza ngokuthi Men in Heels kumbe amadoda agqoke uqwa akangasela ukuba abesilisa behlolwe imvukuzane yebele elakho ukubahlasela njengabesifazane. Uthi uzokhumala usipha lolu daba ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa.
La madoda avunula aphelele ngaboqwa iziketi zepinki lezikipa ezimhlophe azihambele etshatshalazini engagqize qhakala. Umsunguli wenkampani yezokuxhumana eye-Black Cherry Management Holdings, unkosazana Lerato Molete, uthi inhloso yale imvunulo yikukhanga iso labesilisa bese kutholakala ithuba lokubalimukisa ngokuthi labo bahlaselwa imvukuzane yamabele ngakho kufuze bayehlolwa.
Ngibona ukudikeka okuthi abo baba baye esibhedlela bazowusheka i-prostate health yabo ne-breast health yabo because i-breast and i-prostate health inali link. So it's important for abo baba to go and test early so that ba vikekele.
Iningi labesilisa beZimbabwe abakhulumele Studio 7 bathi ngokuqala ukuzwa ukuthi amadoda lawo ayahlaselwa imvukuzane yamabele. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Gretman Mkhwebu uthi zindaba ezethusayo kakhulu.
Yes, bekumkhuhlane engiwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane ohlasela kakhulu abesimama. Kodwa ukuthi usubuye usuzotshala ngapha kobaba hayi angakaze ngizwe impela.
Esinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khulekani Nyoni owaziwa kakhulu ngokuthi Musigidi laye uthi ngokuqala ukuzwa lokho.
Singabobaba sinenkinga eyodwa, silohlupho olulodwa olokuthi thina singabobaba nje sikubeke siyeqinisweni asizwani lezi zinto zokuya emtholampilo lezi. Yikho okunye okuzayenza ukuthi i-breast cancer le ithatha imphefumulo yabanye bethu singabobaba.
Isizalwane sakwele South Africa umnumzana David Lucas owahlaselwa imvukuzane kabili ngomunye wabakhokhela lo umkhankaso wabokuqwa.
You owe it to yourself to look after yourself.
Ufanele uzinakekele, uzithande. Lokhu uwenzelela labo abakuthandayo ngoba abaningi abakuthandayo emulini lasemphakathini.
Esinye njalo isizalwane sakwele South Africa unkosazana Annelina Madiba uthi wafelwa nguyise ngenxa yemvukuzane ngemva kokuphuza ukuthola usizo lokwelatshwa.
Ubaba mbeka ne-prostate cancer. Angafuni treatment. Ngalesikhathi kumele ukuthi aye for i-treatment, it was already too late. Umalume wami wamthatha wamisa esibhedlela for i-treatment, but it was already too late.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngumnumzana Kwena Mwabelo.
We must go and see a doctor when you're not feeling well. Because asikhulumi, asithandi ukukhuluma ngento ze ukugula and so on and so forth.
Umongikazi unkosikazi Zinhle Sithole osebenza njalo kakhulu lenhlanganiso ye-Cancer Association of South Africa ukhuthaza abesilisa ukuthi bazifundise ukuhlala besiyahlolelwa imvukuzane yamabele kanye leminye imihlobo yemvukuzane kanye phakathi kweminyaka emibili.
Kubalulekile ukuthi indoda inakekele ibheke ukuthi akukho ushintsho emabeleni wakhe.
Ngokutsho kohlangothi lwezibalo zikahulumende i-Statistics South Africa, phakathi kuka-2008 kusiya ku-2019 kube labantu abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi achiyagalombili lanhlanu 85,000 ababanjwe umkhuhlane wemvukuzane kwele South Africa. Leli nani kucatshangelwa ukuthi khathesi selisedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Sizizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Anthony Blinken, umphathintambo wohlangothi lukahulumende weMelika olubukula ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe, namhla uqhube umhlangano lomkhokheli kahulumende wakwele-Lebanon waxoxa ngempi ephakathi kwelizwe leli lele-Israyeli. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba abazahlola ukhetho oluzaqhutshwa kwele Botswana sebeselizweni leli bagoqela iqula le-SADC ele-Commonwealth lele-African Union. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika. Ele-Israel labulala umkhokeli weHamas uYahya Sinwar elithi nguye owaqoqa iHamas yahlasela ilizwe leli mhla ziyisikhombisa kumphumphu nyakenye lapho kwathunjwa khona izizalwane zakwale-Israel lezakwamanye amazwe. Kusandla kubulawa uSinwar, umsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris wathi umhlaba wonke jikelele usukhangele kangcono ngokubulawa kwakhe. Ele-Israel selabulala inkokheli yeHamas egoqela u-Ismail Haniyeh, owayekhokhela uhlangothi lweHamas olwezombusazwe kanye lebutho leHezbollah kwele-Lebanon. Unkosikazi Harris wathi uSinwar wabulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane lengxenye 1200 kwele-Israel njalo wayelegazi ezandleni zakhe ngoba wabulala waphinda wathumba abadabuka kwele-Melika lezizalwane zakwele-Israel abangamakhulu amabili namajumi amahlanu 250. Uthi abanye babo lokhu ebesaphila kube labanye njalo asebadlula emhlabeni ngenxa yeHamas. Unkosikazi Harris uthi ukuhlaselwa kwele-Israel yeHamas yikho kwabangela impi ephakathi kwele-Israel yeHamas eGaza osekubulewe abantu abaningi. Uthi bonke ababulalayo labethusela izizalwane zeMelika bazadingwa bebulawe njengoSinwar labanye eGaza kwele-Lebanon lawamanye amazwe. Uphinde wathi ele-Israel lilelungelo lokuzivikela ngakho-ke kumele yehlulwe iHamas. Unkosikazi Harris uthi lokhu kungenzakala kuzakhulula abantu abahlala eGaza abasezandleni zeHamas. Uthi eleMelika lifuna kube lokuthula emhlabeni wonke jikelele ukuze abantu behlale bekhululekile. Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Wezemidlalo omalayitsha baziwa kakhulu ngokuba izigilamkhuba emgwaqweni. Kulabathethisa labatshaya abagada izimota labanye abenza okunye okungathakazelelwa nguZulu. Kodwa bakubone kufanele ukuba bekulungise lokhu. Bebethe gwaqa enkundleni yemidlalo eJolojo bedlala umdlalo wenguqu besenzela ukuxoxisana ngokuphatha abantu njalo lokusebenza bebambene. Unqwele Dube weStudio 7 usiphala lodaba.
Bekuthunga uthule enkundleni yeJolojo Business Center ngolwesithathu lapho umalayitsha abangamajuma ayisithupha 60 akade bebumbe amaqembu amane banqikilana kumdlalo wenguqu. Umalayitsha laba bagoqela abahlala eJolojo lePlumtree bathi sebeleminyaka emithathu behlangana bejova inguqu. Omunye wabaqoqi walomdlalo lo umnumzana Shepherd Bule uthi badinga indlela yokwakha ubudlelwano.
Omalatshaba every week, omalatshaba fortnight, omalatshaba plumtree, omalatshaba kongozi singama-team angu-4. Itramini lesi sile-3 siyenza and then namhlanje sikhonapha umnyaka wesi-3 saqala siyenza siyi-2 singomalatshaba eviki lamalatshaba fortnight kathe sesibaningi sesizobamalatshaba plumtree lamalatshaba kongozi.
Ubhule uthi kodwa kudlalelwa amahhala ngoba iqembu linye ngalinye likhipha inkulungwane ezimbili lengxenye zamarandi eSouth Africa 2500 rands efakwa engcebethini.
Sikhangele ukuthi ithimu ezawina iyithathe 7500 and then ezaluza kufinali ithathe 2000 then abaluze kusemfanele abatholeni indlela yokuzijabulisa ngayo.
Lokhu kufakazwe ngumnumzana Melusi Ncube laye ongumalayitsha.
Injongo kade kuyinjabulo kunye nokwazana ukuthi njengabasizi bomphakathi mhlawumbe bangathola omunye ele-breakdown endleleni kube lula ukuthi sixhasane sazane njengoba sisazana kunje. Injongo yethu ukuthi nje abantu beyazana kungabi lo msindo ezindleleni ma singaphambanisana kube khona nje into yethu ibe yenhle nje njengabantu abayazana.
Umnumzana Gift Inkomo oyisakhamuzi seCholocho uthi kuyajabulisa ukubona omalayitsha bebambene kungela budlwangudlwangu.
Siyakhula etawuni beCholocho nabeplamti ngisho ukuthi nabe bayaqhubeka ngelinanga babizela bonkayi bebopane sihlangana nje because kwenza sicine sibonana ukuthi ano weare not enemies but we are one people. So ama-tournament anje sibinya mina ngiyawahlipha lapho.
Ubule uphinde wathi bathethe leli thuba ukuba bathokoze ukuthi umnyaka suphela kungela amalayitsha weCholocho obhubhileyo engozini yomgwaqo. Ubule uthe bayafisa ukuthi bavuse iqembu lenguqu eCholocho elingakhuphuka liyedlala ezingeni eliphezulu ele-Premier Soccer League njengalelo elalikhona kuleyo ndawo eminyaka edluleyo.
Asiyafisa kakhulu because vele omalayitsha banewala amathimu abamancane. Kwamathimu amancane balokulenza ama-tournament ehambe eplamtini aphingayo. Siyafisa vele ukuthuthukisa indawo yakithi. Sifisa kakhulu ukuthi indawo yakithi ithuthuke.
Omalayitsha laba basebenza kakhulu emathebeleleni lapho abathwala khona impahla etshiyeneyo abayithwala besuka kumbe besiya kwele South Africa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseCholocho ngingungqwele Dube.
Songe sikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Studio 7. Njani basakazi bami? Hayi, sibona nje umongameli lo nangakho usifakisa amahloni kwamanye amazwe mani. Mayezohalaliselo omunye umuntu ukuthi upresident waseMozambique ukuthi uwinile. Kukanti ke bona abazokhethwa eMozambique abakakhulumi lutho sokuyokhuluma yena nangakho kahle kahle yena uyini uyena ukhomishini na waseMozambique la lokho kulihlazo ulihlazo kakhulu impento enziwe nangakho bonisa sobala ukuthi umuntu nje wodlame nje umuntu odlame impela uchepe senonke wesadeke izoyenza amanyala nje haya lokho impela haya kufakisa amahloni mani kuyabonisa nje ukuthi umuntu nje ongenalo ulwazi akanayo impila kahle nabantu belaye lokho lihlazo manje intele isehlisa isithunzi singabantu bezimbabwe.
Sanibonani, sanibonani beStudio 7, sanibonani obaba uNtungameli lo babu Gibbs uDube. Siyabonga bakithi ngokusinikeza indaba eziba leqiniso esikhathi esiningi. Yes, phinde sibonge laphana ubaba uEzra Chisa ngakho konke akwenzile emncwabeni oruze kubekwe ugogodo uMorose obe umuntu obesimthanda sonke singaka ebantwini bakwaMthwakazi ugogo bakithi obekwazi ukukhuluma iqiniso njengoba linjalo obekwazi ukukhuluma la ukubhlungu khona ukuthi la siyacindezelwa la siyathathelwa into zethu la sithathelwa lemsebenzi yethu. Hayi ubekhuluma bakithi ugogo. Ende futhi mphinde ngibonge ubaba uEzra laphana ukusikhulumela ikakhulu kubona inkinga esidibana nayo empilo. Impilo bakithi sisiqedele ihlobo. Kulatshwa abantu imkhuhlane rongo laphana ukugijinyiswe uhanjiswe kodokotela emasejari ukuthiwe lokhu zeni imshini kabalayo laphana esibhedlela inkalakatha yesibhedlela impela ku-second largest city.
Abantu bakithi linjani, linjani ukuphila lonke ngezindawo ngezindawo ikakhulu abelupane esigabeni semalunku lapho. Ibingelelwa yimi usobhukweni uMahlangu olithanda kakhulu. Ngithi seliyithengile yini inhlanyelo injalo ukudula lonyaka. Selithele yini umquba emasimini izihlobo zami. Ngithi ngiyalithanda lonke bantu bemalunku lapho. Ikakhulu umalumami lapho samthulisa uPaul Ngwenya. Lo mdala undefula lapho sathulani. Lo Jabulani Ngwenya lapho umza wami. Ngibingelelwe saphray lapho umde onke nje abemalunku lapho. Ngithi liyaphila yini injani la ngikutshisa hlobo zami liphilile yini kodwa ngiyalikhumbula.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
It was a Friday my darling. Was a Friday.
Kuliviki uhlelo Was a Friday lomculo wabulawayo Alois Ncube uhamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Alois the Rapper ocula umdumo we Afro Trap Music. asuzeni xoxa lo msakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda.
Elevating my way to my faith. Last time I checked, China Butella best big up on Sinche. My Jesus disappears. Keep it in Goma Zakalabas Balenta.
Zingoma ezihlabisa usinga ngoba zigcile entabeni yemvelo zivela kuAlo the Rapper. Yena ke udabuka ngani?
Ngizalelwe eMatopo endaweni yaseNjelele. Ngafunda endaweni yase-22. Ngase ngifunda lesendaweni yaseGwanda eMahongo. Kuthiwa kuseMandiwongola. I-stage name yami ethi Alo the Rapper yabuya egameni lami lokuzalwa elithi Alois Ncube. So ngase ngithola khona ukuthi ukuze kube lula ukuthi umuntu angizwisise ukuthi ibizo lami labo yakuphi, ngase ngiquma igama lami lokuzalwa.
Sikhala bafana we angeke bangkhone mina ngajabulisa izitabheka manje sahamba ngonya wohlukile nje. Sikhala bafana we angeke bangkhone mina.
Seleminyaka ethize icula uAlo esebenza labanye, wona umculo wakhe ubizani?
Kuthiwa yi-Afro Trap or i-Tribal Trap kumbe i-Digital Maskandi. Ngisebenze lo Cliff Jeans, lo Fab G umshana kagogo, ibhubesa elimhlophe, uMathenga wezinkanyamba Music Productions, uFuel of Key Productions. Ngiqale ukucula ngo-2020, kwathi ngo-2023 ngakhupha ke idlalade lami lakuqala eliqukethe ingoma
ezishiyagalombilikukhona abamenza waba nomdlandla ucula u-Alois.
Inspiration yami ngayithola kuSjava, ngayithola nakuBig Zulu. Abantu umculo wami hayi bawamukela ngezandla ezifudumele impela. Njengomuntu ocula ingoma yesihlabiso singa ezigxile kakhulu enkabeni yemvelo, abantu bayamukela kakhulu umculo, bathi bayakuthakazelela ukuzwa isiko livuselelwa ngomculo.
Chaka somnyama inkosana emnyama isilo sobudabuka omnyama isilwe sadla safohloza sageza ngegazi labafo setheswa ngomkhonto kasha angezi kancane bafana nyamosha ngikho.
Ungakahambi tshela abalaleli ukuthi umculo wakho utholakala ngaphi Ncube?
Umculo wami utholakala kuwo wonke nje ama digital stores, kubo Ditto Music, DistroKid, Spotify, AudioMac, YouTube, uyatholakala umculo wami. Kanti njalo enkundleni zokuxhumana ngikhona kuFacebook ngu-Alo the Rapper, iFacebook page yami ngu-Alo the Rapper, ku-Instagram ngu-Alo the Rapper, ku-Twitter nakhona ngikhona ngu-Alo the Rapper igama, naku-TikTok ngikhona igama ngu-Alo the Rapper.
Ngu-Alo the Rapper ebesikwejiselayo kulidliki kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Phela sonto lithukela kini lonke igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Angeke bangithinte ngikhosti mina hamba ngenqola yomlilo be khulekelele asuke endleleni. I'm elevating my way to my faith. Last time I checked China Butella best big up on Sinche. My Jesus disappears. Keep it in Goma Zakala Bas Balenta Bay. Angeke bangithinte ngikhosti mina hamba ngenqola yomlilo be khulekelele asuke endleleni. I'm elevating my way to my faith. The last time I checked China Butella best big up on Sinche. Manjesus disappears. Keep it in Goma Zakala Bas Balenta Bay. Shaya makanda ngompini wehlo umune nkani ngiyafunga ngedlozi yekela ukuphapha uzofela amafufu soke bakumele kunjena bathusi phethe into esinda amadoda maqeda ukudla amathambi yabodla ayisaba ukufi nokuhlalela ingozi shisa lo mthaka tongisuse lo mova angeke bakumele abolova emehlweni mbathela ngedust phethe
wayisewa ngakhulu-ke alo suku oluhle mfowethu ake isikhathi savumi lingakhohlwali laptop iyalandela ngesikhathana esilandelayo olivalelisayo ngenjabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uKip Stube. Lalelani i-Live Talk iyalandela khona manje.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.